Brian Finn has the business news.
Gavin, thank you. Rising input costs and inflationary pressures have been identified as the top threat to business growth in the food sector here. The survey of Irish food firms was carried out by Love Irish Food and PwC. Kieran Rumley is Executive Director of Love Irish Food. And from recovery to Brexit to COVID and now the after effects, Kieran, it's been one thing after another for the food sector, which perhaps goes to explain their relative optimism because they see growth ahead despite the challenges.
Yes, good morning, Brian. Yes, we've seen a tidal wave of challenges, but this 2022 Love Irish Food PwC barometer was undertaken between March and early April, and it very much reflects the current sentiments, what's happening within the market. I suppose as a top line, the Irish food sector faces a lot of challenges, but there is confidence in their own businesses, and they are investing to offset problems and to grow businesses. I suppose the majority point to input and inflationary pressures as a top threat to growth, with economic volatility and supply chain and labour availability as other major issues.
And cost pressures making their way now down to consumers, and presumably firms are trying to minimise that as much as possible because it makes them less competitive. So how are they managing that situation?
Well, what they're doing essentially is they're investing for the future with planned investments in cost reduction, innovation and growth, particularly in controlling costs such as energy, packaging, water usage, all of these things to as well benefit sustainability within the nation. Despite all of this, 85% are confident about their own business prospects, which is actually up from 75% last year. And food businesses very much remain focused on priorities of growth, innovation and cost control.
You represent food brands, some of them quite premium, but it appears there's been a shift to own brand products in grocery sales of late. Will that put added pressure on food brands now, and will it test the viability of some of them indeed?
Well, a lot of these brands are there for the long haul. They're there as family companies, generational companies, and they look to the future from a different perspective than just a short-term objective. Essentially, what they're doing is they're looking at a need to pass on input costs. However, they need to balance that against the long-term future for their brands and their companies by managing costs through efficiencies and reductions and innovation. We've seen recently with a webinar that we had with James Wilson, Food Director of Dunn Stores, where, for example, he spoke about a latent demand for innovation from COVID. And we're going to see that emerge too in the market as brands take the lead in introducing new products, new varieties, and innovating to satisfy the continual changes in consumer demand.
Kieran Rumley, Executive Director of Love Irish Food, thank you very much indeed.